His transforming power is available to us right now. How wonderful is that? Amen. Continually transforming our lives. It's so important to allow Him time to shepherd us into the places and spaces He wants us to be. Amen. We give You glory, Jesus. We give You praise. Thank You. Thank You for all You're doing in our midst. Thank You, Jesus. Can we just start to give Him thanks? Jesus. Jesus. You know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. And the Spirit of God's in us, and I'm moving down there, please. Without apologizing to anyone. Hallelujah. Except the guys that have got to move the tables for me. Thank You so much. Thank You. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Can we stand up and bless the Lord? Woo! Whoa, we give You praise, Jesus. We give You praise. Oh, come on, church. You can do better than that. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Holy One, we lift You up. We lift You up. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost for a little bit. You keep praying. I'll start. You know, Jude 20 says, you just keep praying. He says, beloved, build yourself up in your most holy faith. Rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. Oremande, build that word up on the inside of you and cooperate with the operation of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I said it again. Dig deep into the wells of salvation. Oremado sorecrete, that abide on the inside of you. Wells, rivers of life, rivers of life giving water on the inside of you. Brostododo, rimbere breste, dig deep into the river. Oremando, because I'm about to cause a flood. I'm about to bring a flood. I'm about to bring a flood. Orebrando sole calebre de 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 de. I'm about to bring a flood. Orebando koshole calebabacreanda. A flood of my mercy, a flood of my grace, a flood of my power in this place. Orebrasta na de kete heleble de. Orebrabodo sodo grododo sodo creste. Orebrando sole calebebe carebaba sole creste. O la braba corimarabahashi. Surely, goodness and mercy chase you down. Holy ones, that's a time of arising up for my people of power. You can be seated. There's a song that was written quite some years ago, and it goes, I think it was from C3 in Oxford Falls. Rise up, you people of power. Stand up across the land. Take up the sword of the Spirit and pull down the enemy's plans. When Jesus arose, when He arose, He defeated all of our foes. And God says it's a time for the church to rise up. There's a rising up that's taking place. So step in line and mark in time and lean into what I'm doing in this hour. Amen? Because it is the hour of power. Oh, bless the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. I'ma command it. You know, He's the commander of the host. I said He's the commander of the host. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And great and mighty is that host. Amen. Great and mighty. Powerful are those that execute His word. Amen. You see, the word of God comes and we execute it. Oh, come on. along with the angels who hearken to the voice of the Lord and execute what is coming out of your mouth. I said the angels execute what is coming out of your mouth. It doesn't come out of their mouth, it comes out of your mouth. And great is his army who execute his word, the word that is coming out of the mouth of the church. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Anyone else? Hallelujah. It's time. Amen. There is a rising up. Thanks, Josh. There is a rising up. Let's just celebrate Josh. Thank you so much. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Bless the Lord. Someone say, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I will repeat a little bit that what I did last week, but, oh, Jason, where's Jace? Where is he? He's with the youth breakout. Oh, with the youth breakout. Why are they broken out today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jess. She's bringing me back into alignment. Hallelujah. I shared last week, some time ago, the Lord said to me, Kim, there are many that are hungering in the church to experience the breakthroughs of the desires that they've been carrying in their heart. He said to me, but very little is being done in the secret place. Yeah? But someone say, that's changed. And that's changing. Bless the Lord. Matthew 6, verse 5 through to 7. Would you go there with me? I'm reading out of the Amplified Classic. It says, also when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets that they may be seen by people. Truly, I tell you, they have their reward in full already. But when you pray, go into your most private room and closing the door, pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret, someone said he sees in secret, will reward you in the open. And when you pray, do not heap up phrases, multiply words, repeating the same things over and over again, as the Gentiles do, for they think they will be heard for their much speaking. God is looking for heartfelt prayers. And as I shared with that testimony the other that I heard this week, heartfelt, in other words, when we get to pray corporately, what we do is we lean into what God is doing, because there's a corporate anointing. Much is happening in the corporate anointing. We saw a word of knowledge go out a couple of weeks ago, and somebody's stubborn rebellion, they said, fell straight off them once that word was released. It's a corporate anointing. Carl said when the line was drawn in the sand, yes, he'd been applying the word, but the corporate anointing also just tipped him over into that breakthrough. I believe that. You see, he sends forth his word and he delivers us from all our afflictions. There's healing and deliverance in the word that comes forth out of the mouth of God. We're his mouthpiece. Amen? Hallelujah. And we're to lean into what God's doing right now in this hour. I believe there's an urgency in the hour for us to actually lean into the corporate anointing and co-labor with Christ together. Many, many years ago, you would have heard me say it before, but I was with Billy Brim down in Parliament House, annual prayer breakfast. And while we were praying, she came up to me and she said, Kim, it's corporate, it's corporate, it's corporate. And she said, no one has led an end times church. The only way to do it is to lean in and be led by the Spirit like never before. It's corporate. Turn to someone, say, it's corporate. That means we cooperate. We actually come prayed up, church, because we live a life of prayer. And God is releasing a spirit of prayer right now like never before. Amen? That you will be drawn into that secret place. You will, but in your heart, there will be a compelling to enter into the secret place in prayer. Hallelujah. Another testimony, young woman at work, and heard that one of her colleagues was really suffering with couldn't sleep, no sleep. And she remembered her through the week. The thought of her came to her. So she said, I'm going to lean into spirit. I'm going to pray. She goes back to work the next day, and this girl is around the staff room going, I slept like a baby last night. And this girl that prayed said, I was so excited. She says, I prayed for you. Not wanting the glory, but saying, hey, I prayed for you. Amen. And God wants to build our faith in that area that he answers. Guess what? When you pray, he hears you. When you pray heartfelt prayers, not the token. He says, I don't want the token stuff. Don't stand on the corners like the hypocrites so you can be heard. Don't give me a token prayer when you're asked to pray. Don't give me a token prayer when you see something that's out of alignment with the kingdom of God. You know, lean into prayer and let's start to see some things break through into people's lives. Amen. Would that encourage you? Would that encourage you going the next day to that person, that workplace, and finding that the person that you prayed for, someone say, I prayed for, gets a breakthrough because I prayed for them? And one would say, well, you're so bold. It was your prayer. You know. You know it was you. You know it was your prayer that was answered. Why? Because there's all-knowing one lives on the inside of you, and you say, there you go, hit the mark. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Enter into the celebration. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Come on now. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's looking for heartfelt prayers. He's looking for hearts that are engaged with him. He's looking for those that would stop putting him off until tomorrow or a more opportune time for them. Bless the Lord. A metamorphosis takes place in that secret place. Transformation takes place. Prayer is a tool for transformation. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. 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 Just give him praise. You know, you start to give him praise when he says to give him praise. You're praising him for things you don't even know that he's pouring out into your life right now. Hallelujah, because you receive with thanksgiving. Amen? That's why he says, with thanksgiving, pray with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. Receive at the same time as you're saying it. Receive at the same time as you're speaking it out. Because you pray with thanksgiving. I said, receive at the same time as you're praying. Because you know he's hearing. There's faith being released here today. I tell you, there's a stirring going on. There's a stirring going on. There's an awakening to prayer. There's an awakening to prayer. Amen? That's the way God moves. Joel 2:11, New Living Translation. The Lord is at the head of the column. He's at the head. He leads them out. He leads them with a shout. Someone give me a shout. Someone give him a shout. This is my mighty army, he says. They follow his orders. They follow my orders. Amen. The day of the Lord is an awesome, terrible thing. Who can possibly survive? That is why the Lord says, turn to me now. Someone say now. While there is time, give me your heart. He is after our heart. Amen. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Don't tear your clothing in your grief, but tear your hearts instead. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry, and filled with unfailing love. He is eager to relent and not punish. He's saying, give me your hearts, wholeheartedly his. Amen. Bless the Lord. We know in Zechariah 4, I think it's 6, it says, this is not by might or by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Amen. By my spirit. And he goes on to say, who are you, mountain? Who is it? What is that mountain? You're going to be made a plain. You're going to be made a plain. Some of those mountains that are standing in there, those blockages, those hindrances, God's saying, will be made a plain. As you declare and decree, you will be made a plain. Amen? because it's not by my might or by my power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. You see, many are looking to their own might and power. Forget it. It's the power of God. It's the power of God operating in you and through you because you believe it's there. You believe He's there. Amen? You believe you've heard the word of the Lord. And you begin to say to that mountain, become a plane. Flatten the thing. Amen? With the word of the Lord. Move out of the way. Shift out of the way. Like Carl, shift enough. Shift out of the way. Move out of the way. You're hindering me moving forward. And the enemy in this hour is bringing so many distractions. Don't be surprised. He's after the word. He's after your faith. He comes immediately to steal the seed which has been sown. Mark 4. Immediately. Because he knows if that seed is watered, that faith is acted upon, it will produce a harvest. There is nothing more important than the word of the Lord in your life. I said there is nothing more important than the word of the Lord. There is nothing more important than adhering to and doing what God is saying. Right now, someone say right now, there is nothing more important. Everything else needs to be put off. Because everything you're desiring is hanging on you putting that thing off. Putting that distraction aside. No matter how important it seems, it's a distraction from embracing the word of the Lord and doing the word of the Lord, for therein is your breakthrough and the devil knows it. That is good. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. So many of our church family are being given assignments in prayer, taking them up. It's their testimonies to give when it's right, they feel it's right to bring. The Holy Spirit is giving them dreams, visions, scriptures, speaking to them for others and showing them the desires of His heart. When He does, it's important to recognize that He doesn't show us to inform us, but He shows us things and speaks to us and reveals things to us for us to co-labor with Him so that He can bring the manifestation to pass. Amen? Hallelujah. This is where we need to understand what James says in James 5:16, Amplified Classic, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer. Someone say continued. Continued prayer of a right. What's continued? I'm not stopping. I'm not giving up. Amen? I'm not going to be distracted. Amen? The heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in his working. Amen? We know in Matthew 6, the scripture tells us to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Amplified Classic says His way of doing and His way of being right. And everything that the enemy wants you concerned about not having will be added to you and more besides will be given to you. Amen? Seek His way of doing and His way of being. What is He saying in this hour? He's saying, I want you to lean into prayer. I want you to go for it. Amen? I want you to contend for it. I don't want you to just give me this flaky little prayers and throw me out little crumbs every now. I want you to lean into prayer. Amen? That's His way of doing in this moment. Because we can go and say, okay, so what's your way of doing and being right? What's your way of doing? We look at being right. But what's your way of doing right now? He says, this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do. I'd be bold enough, and I am, and I know that it's today that He wants you to wake up to the fact that the power of God is dwelling on the inside of you, and He's giving you assignments even right now in this very hour, in this very moment, to lean into Him in prayer and see Him. Watch what He can do. Watch what He can do. Watch, just stand back and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen? Come on. Hey. Come on. You doing all right? Get hungrier as I speak and he'll bring out more. I said, get hungry for more and he'll bring more. Bless the Lord. Get hungry for wisdom and revelation and he'll bring more of it. He'll bring increase. Amen? Don't be saying that's enough. Oh, please don't do that. No. Ha, 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 ha. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 8:26, Passion Translation. The Holy Spirit is taking a hold. Say this, the Holy Spirit is taking a hold of my heart. Amen? He wants to take a hold of our heart. Amen? He's given you a heart of flesh. He took out the stony heart of unbelief when you were born again, and he's given you a heart of flesh, which means you have a heart that is sensitive to the touch of God. But you know what happens? If we keep on resisting him, our hearts become harder. So he's saying, I'm tenderizing the heart of my church right now. Amen? Because I want to grip their heart. I want to get a grip of their heart. Hallelujah. And in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best things to ask for, but the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf, pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words. God, the searcher of our heart, knows fully our longings, yet he also understands the desires of the Spirit because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us, his holy ones, in perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny, so that we are convinced that every detail of our lives is continually woven together for good, for we are his lovers who have been called to fulfill his designed purpose. For he knew all about us before we were born, and he destined us from the beginning to share in the likeness of his Son. Bless the Lord. He takes a hold of what's that? That's transformation. Amen? Hallelujah. To share in his likeness is transformation. Amen? We need our hearts to be gripped by him. He empowers our weaknesses. What does that mean? He understands our infirmities. What is an infirmity? An inability to produce a result. He understands that. So he says, I'm going to come along and I'm going to help. Oh, man. I'm going to help you pray for that. I'm saying God's saying he's going to help you pray. Do you think God hears and answers his prayers? Do you think that God knows what he's going to pray for you before he prays through you? Amen? So do you think that he already might have the answer there? Ready, waiting for the prayer? This is what the scripture says, nothing is impossible for him who believes. What do you want to believe? He is who he says that he is? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He empowers us in our weaknesses. He's asking us to pray through for the breakthrough, just as Paul and Silas did. They were in prayer and they were worshiping. They were singing songs. I said they were praying in the midnight hour when they'd been beaten and they were in stocks. What did they do? They prayed and they sung songs and they got the breakthrough not only for themselves but for the jailer and his family. And Amen? Amen? They prayed through for breakthrough. They prayed through and a city was transformed because of their breakthrough prayer. Bless the Lord. Isaiah 62, 1-2, Passion Translation. For Zion's sake, how can I be silent? For the sake of the church, how can I be silent? For the sake of our nation, how can we be silent? Amen? I said, for the sake of our nation, how can we be silent? Amen? What does it mean to pray through? Pray through means to engage in persistent, heartfelt prayer, pushing past distractions until a spiritual breakthrough is experienced. It's not about a set time, but it's about reaching a point of divine breakthrough. Amen. And you'll know when that'll happen. Why? Because the release and the joy and the celebration will break forth. Hallelujah. You'll know that you'll know that you know. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Father. There are so many times that have been made available for us, and God's saying, take advantage of them. Take advantage. He's given us everything that pertains, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. It's up to us to take a hold of it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll track right along here because I... Holy, 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 holy. I can't go there. You know, the scripture says heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Amen? Because they know it belongs to them. They know it belongs to them. Their breakthrough belongs to them. I think that's a wonderful example of what Carl said this morning, his testimony. He knew he had the authority. He knew that the breakthrough was his. Amen? So he took it by force. And I'm just so pleased that he went to men's camp because that was part of his breakthrough. It was an ongoing breakthrough. I'm going. I don't feel well. I can't breathe. I'm going. Knowing and understanding that it was an attack from the enemy to stop him coming. The enemy didn't want him to go. But he pushed through. Turn to someone and say, I'm pushing through. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I think I will. Matthew 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until this present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault, and violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly realm, a kingdom, is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. You know, a problem with the Aussies can be, she'll be right, mate. She'll be right. Amen? It says here, it's sought with the most ardent zeal and intense exertion. You see, faith isn't a casual, half-hearted appreciation. We thank God, we appreciate what he's done, but we cannot just sit back and view it from afar. We take it. I'm talking about persevering prayer here. We take a hold of it. And someone's saying, I've tried to do that. I'm saying here right now, it's the season. It's the time. Amen? It's now. Turn to someone and say, it's now. Amen? Amen. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that you can't see. When God breathes on his word, he's saying now. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We take it. The Vines dictionary says to get possession of, to take hold forcefully. So in spite of violent opposition, you take it. The opposition is not from God, but it's from the enemy. We're fighting for what is rightfully ours. And it's spot on right now. We are fighting for what is rightfully ours. I said we are fighting for what is rightfully ours. Amen. We can battle three things, the world, the flesh, and the devil, but we exercise victory over these three areas. Amen? The flesh, it says in 1 Corinthians 9:27, New King James, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection. Oh, Carl, can't help but refer. I buffet my body and I bring it into subjection. I have authority over this. Amen? Paul saying this, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. What does that mean? Lose the victory. You can lose the victory. But we're not going to lose the victory. Amen? Because we're stepping into what God is saying in this hour. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to go to Luke 18. Read verse 1. Also, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they might always pray, to pray. I'll read that again. Also, Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not to turn coward, faint, lose heart, or give up. We're talking about persistent, heartfelt prayer. Amen? Now, this is a word, Britt, where is she? Raise your hand. There she is. This is the end of a prophetic word that Britt had a few weeks ago. There's an awakening that is taking place right now. Someone say right now. Okay, so we're stewarding a prophetic word. Amen? See, the prophetic word doesn't come so that we can just say, oh, that was a good word, that was a powerful word. Oh, how nice is that word? How clever is that word? No. So the Holy Spirit brought it up in my spirit to bring again today. Amen? Why? To steward it. Amen? So there's an awakening that is taking place right now, someone say right now, in the knowledge and authority we have to intercede on behalf of the nations, and a call to getting low and still before Him and learning to persistently and passionately echo back the desires of His heart into the throne room. Another example of the corporate anointing. Another example of bringing a portion, the corporate anointing, the graces interwoven together so that we can interwork the body, all doing their part, bringing their portion and stewarding those graces. I just thought I'd throw that in. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 2. Praying always. He said in a certain city there was a judge who neither referenced or feared God nor respected or considered man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him saying, protect and defend and give me justice against my adversary. And for a time he would not. But later he said to himself, though I have neither reverence or fear for God, nor respect or consideration for man. Yet because this widow continues to bother me, I will defend and protect and avenge her, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her continual coming. Oh, out the last she come and rail on me or assault me or strangle me. Now, this is the unjust judge. Then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. That's what he says. And will not our just God defend and protect and avenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry to him day and night? Someone say day and night. Will he defer them and delay them, delay help on their behalf? I tell you, he will defend and protect and avenge them speedily. Someone say speedily. Speedily! When the Son of Man comes, will he find persistence in faith on the earth? Payback's coming. Avenge. Payback. Amen. Payback's coming. Psalm 105:14. He allowed no man to do them wrong. In fact, talking about the children of Israel, he proved the kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Payback's coming. Will not the Lord avenge you speedily? I said, payback's coming. Don't touch my anointed, and do my prophets no harm because payback's coming. Time for you to put him on notice. He says, will he not avenge you speedily? Amen. I heard some news about our city that I wasn't real happy with this morning. Devil, payback's coming. Payback's coming. But it's not going to come unless the church rise up from the prostration in which their circumstances have kept them. Rise to newness of life. Someone says, I don't feel powerful. It's not about you feeling powerful. It's about you actually believing the word of God. It's about you actually taking the word of God and believing that it's truth. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone say, payback's coming. Faith refuses to do without what belongs to it. Faith refuses to put up with what doesn't belong to it. I think you read my notes. Carl's standing saying, you don't belong to me. Faith refuses to put up with what doesn't belong to them. The word of God, the promises of God are mine. Amen? Someone say, the promises of God belong to me. Amen. You know what's going to help you in this? If you begin to pray, if you lean into prayer, you're going to build yourself up on your most holy faith until you rise like an edifice to the degree that all you can see is what God sees. Because he sees from a much higher perspective than natural eyes see. He sees you in the fulfillment of the promise. He sees our nation in the fulfillment of the promise. He sees you as righteous, as holy, as set apart unto him, while you are in the process of becoming just like him. Hallelujah. That'll do it. Do you want to stand up? Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Shoulder to shoulder. Hey. Time for the church to roar. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Does anyone sense a rising up on the inside of them? A standing up? Standing up and not standing back. Someone said, I'm standing up. I'm not standing back. I'm not stepping back. I'm standing up. Hallelujah. Do you know that God is looking for people who will be accountable for what's coming out of their mouth? When they say, I'm not stepping back, I'm standing up. He's actually watching to and fro over all the earth to find someone who will make that confession of faith and be accountable for what they say, because they're the ones that he can make himself strong on their behalf. Amen. He is the Lord of the breakthrough. I said he is the Lord of the breakthrough. Amen. Someone say, I'm breaking through. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We bless you, Lord. We lift you up. We bless you, Lord. We're so grateful. We thank you for the grace, the enabling grace to step into this place of breakthrough in prayer, that we would pray through for the breakthrough like never before, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He's recruiting the troops. He's regrouping the troops and he's recruiting the troops. So he's saying, rise up, you people of power. Stand up across the land. This is your land. I tell you, the devil's after our land. Did you know that? Are you going to sit back and just watch it happen? God's given us the authority and the mental and the physical strength and power, amen, to do something about it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.